You're listening to the King's Church Ringwood podcast. For more information, please visit www.kingschurchringwood.co.uk.
Let's just turn to Acts 5 very, very quickly. Acts 5. Acts 5. Now, this is less of a preach, more of a challenge to us, actually. So don't worry, I'm not going to be here for 45 minutes, okay? I just want to read this to you. It's very short. It's Acts 5, 12 to 16, okay? Very short. The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people. And all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. And as a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by impure spirits. And all of them were healed. So I've been really challenged lately. I've just been reading the whole book of Exodus. I've read the whole book of Acts recently as well. And throughout both books, miracles happen. I mean, the early church lived with miracles. It was normal part of their everyday. And I feel challenged by that. And in that text, what really screams out is reputation. Reputation. The people around, when they went to the temple, they daren't join them, it says. There was this fear of the Lord. They had a reputation. And as it says in there, I high regard. That's a challenge to us believers, isn't it? What is our reputation in the community? Are we miserable, grumpy so-and-sos? Are we dour and... Or is there a joy about us? Is there a sense of holiness about us? 1907, we went to Korea as a nation. But it wasn't just Korea. Godly men and women went all over the world. But there's been a pruning back. The fire has gone down. The embers are orange. We need for the Holy Spirit to blow on us again. In the scriptures, it talks about fanning into flame. Fanning into flame. We can take things for granted, can't we? We can take things for granted, but clearly, the early church had a reputation. I'd love this church to have a reputation. I'd love this church to have a reputation not just of signs and wonders, but for holiness. That as we walk through the street, people will look and almost take a step back, because God's holy people are in town. And through that holiness, curiosity happens. Through our faith, curiosity happens. Are we believing for God to do miraculous things? Are we wanting to live with the reality of miracles happening? Now, I sincerely believe that the apostles had a greater anointing. Yeah? The apostles had a greater anointing. And clearly throughout the book of Acts, there are men and women who seem to have an anointing, a greater anointing. I read through the scriptures, and just to double check this, because you know you kind of don't want to believe it, but the Apostle Paul it says that he did no miracles before he actually became an apostle. It says that his ministry grew greater and greater in power. But that seems to suggest that his anointing grew greater and greater and greater. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12 that not everyone can be an apostle or a prophet or have the gift of healing or the gift of administration, but we have lots of different gifts, but one Spirit. Yeah? And I think that there's a great pressure upon us in the charismatic church to do everything. That we need to do everything. But by trying to do everything, we kind of do nothing. Actually, I think the challenge is to seek God for what is the gift that you desire. And that's what 1 Corinthians 14 tells us. It all begins with desire. Desire. So we want a reputation, but we also need desire. Now, if you want to grow in your anointing and your gifting, we need to work. We need to pray. We need to pray. I've been challenged by Moses as well, who really is an apostle figure. I mean, he has a team. He has Moses, Aaron, Miriam, 70 elders underneath him. I mean, it's like commission. It's like our family of churches. We have Guy. We have a team of guys under him, and then we have elders of churches. But Moses is clearly an anointed figure. And what God says to him, when Moses is in the, with the burning bush, Moses is, you know, he's scared, he's frightened. And God says to him, "What's in your hand? What's in your hand?" Now, he had a staff. And with that staff, he did miracles. But my question to you is, what's in your hand? What do you have? When Elijah goes to see a widow and she's in poverty, she doesn't say to that lady, "Go out and beg for money." He says, "What have you got in your house?" And she had a bit of oil and a bit of jar. A jar. And then he says, "Well, okay, go and ask people for jars. They're going to get them back, aren't they? She's not going to keep them all. But can we borrow a few jars?" So the community is involved, but no one's losing out on anything. And then we see a miracle happen. By using just what you've got in your hand and applying faith to that. When Jesus fed the 5,000, he took a little boy's lunchbox with Star Wars on it. Some fish and bread. Very small. But then he did miracles with it. I believe God wants to do that with this church. That he wants us to take whatever's in our hands, no matter how small it is. We then have desire. We then apply faith. And then we look for God to give the reputation. Does that make sense? So it all begins with desire, add faith, God gives the reputation. And if he's crazy enough to use shadows, he's crazy enough to use us. God's an awesome God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand.
Thank you for listening. Our vision is to make Christ the King known in Ringwood and beyond. For more information or to give feedback, please visit www.kingschurchringwood.co.uk.